This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman.
And now, you may have noticed that we've had our eye on north of the Missouri River this summer at KCUR. And to top off that ongoing exploration is our former reporter and longtime Kansas City newsman, Dan Verbeck. He's lived up north for more than 40 years and sent us this primer of sorts from his home in Platte County.
The counties, the towns across the Missouri River from Kansas City proper have had an identity of their own for a long time, and you don't have to live here long to figure that out. Scratch the surface of an old-timer up here, and you might find some of the Old West. Northlanders might draw you into a debate that they can claim the most famous early-day minister. He was founder of William Jewell College in Liberty, after all, the Reverend Robert James. Also, the father of outlaws Frank and Jesse James. There's a bit of attitude among old-time Northlanders. You'll find some characters who will tell you correctly that Weston was second-largest city in Missouri in the 1840s. St. Louis, top honors. If you want a more current debate, try some of these. Condition of Missouri River bridges, south to where many of the jobs are. Possibility of a new toll bridge to Leavenworth, where the fort holds jobs. Development of rolling farmland. Traffic into and loud jet sound from KCI. City services to thousands of acres annexed by Kansas City in the 1970s and largely forgotten for decades until the last few. Water lines and fire hydrants seemed like they'd never arrive and then did. The time was 40 years ago. You could drive down Missouri Highway 45 past Parkville, where they quit calling it Northwest 64th Street. It was two-lane asphalt, and there was always a hawk on the wire you could see. It's four-lane now. The hawk is long gone. Upscale housing is plentiful. Newcomers find it attractive. It wasn't always so. Early settlers found few towns, Parkville, Platte City, Liberty, open land in between. When Thomas Hart Benton wanted someone to hunt quail for Sunday night dinner at his Valentine District home, he enlisted a young man who lived on a farm near Smithville, up north. The same lad watched the Benton home when they summered on Cape Cod. The boy, now in his 80s, still speaks proudly of his upbringing among early settlers who came in the 1830s, names like Callison and Dillingham, who founded the Stockyards and American Royal. The Platte County Sheriff Dillingham gunned down in a 1900 shootout. Point is, I think a lot of Northlanders see themselves as made of hardier stock. There's more rural land, or appears to be. Veteran residents tend to know where things are, because after all, it's all in one state. The Missouri River is the boundary, and there's no artificial state line running in dotted lines down a map. In the traditional view, there are only two counties here, Clay and Platte. The line runs through the middle of the yard of a man who once told me he considered whether to make his primary residence his house or the garage, based on which county property taxes were lower. I think he said it in humor. The layout of this northern place has more logic than other parts, the other side of the Missouri River, or so we more established people think. For a new arrival, it's hard enough separating the two cities, Missouri and Kansas, Kansas cities, and then throw in the concept of Kansas City, North. They'll get it over time, but some will tell you it wasn't easy, and that was just the place on the map thing. There are opportunities for newcomers. Platte County has been filling with Johnson County, Kansans, and others, the same in Clay County. Enough new housing, you might think you're in Lenexa. Access south is good. The I-435 loop punctures both Clay and Platte counties. Some of the old flavor is given up to progress, but there are still pockets. Walk down a Parkville street on an evening when the nostalgia seekers from other towns are gone. I first settled near there more than 40 years ago and moved a bit, but only to a more remote spot. Of 11 families on my country road, only two have moved away in 15 years. The rest stay here in the Northland, where many nights, the only sound you hear is the wind.
That was the memorable voice of Dan Verbeck, former reporter here at KCUR. For more on KCUR's exploration of the Northland, go to kcur.org and look for the Missouri River installment of Beyond Our Borders under Special Projects.